Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey guys, good to get that out of here. One of those hiding in you. It's Monday. It's the Don and Steve Show on MyTalk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Miss Shannon and Hope are in for Donna and Don, who are off today. Thank you, ladies, for being here. So we had a little bit of homework when we realized I would be home alone. I always use the excuse, it's kind of difficult for me to get through a lot of movies or shows right now because the kids go to bed a little bit later. And the kids are still too young, though, for us to just watch whatever we want.
Right.
Because then they can be passing through. And so if they're not actually, like, down in their bedrooms until about 9 o'clock, it can be tricky. I'm a middle-aged man. I'm tired. Okay? I'm just tired.
And you don't want to have to concentrate sometimes. That's
Thank
how.
You.
There's lots of shows that my adult friends encourage me to
Thank
watch
you,
that
Shannon.
I know are of value. But by the time at like 10:30, because my kid goes a bit later even, I'm like, by the time I can concentrate on it, I don't want to concentrate on things.
Thank you so much for saying that out loud. Because I really, that is a distinction that I use of where is my brain right now?
Right.
It could even be something like The Crown. And it's like, you know what? I'd rather just
Too
put
much
on
thought.
Like an episode of New Girl or
I watch Great British Baking Show. Like something, I'm like, I don't want to have to check in and focus and my brain have to translate the accent. You know, I don't want to, it's too much thought at 10:30 at night.
With that, since I had a few nights away without any kids or the wife here, my talkers were like, hey, here's some movies you should watch. So we had two that came to the top of the list. I finished one. I've started another.
Okay.
The one that I finished was That Thing You Do.
Oh, wonderful.
Which I have long had people say, oh my God, you've never seen that? Really? You've never seen that? You got to see that.
Mm-hmm.
So this came out in 1996, of course, with Tom Hanks. It was his directorial debut. And it's about, if you don't know, if you happen to be like me, it's about this upstart band with kind of a Beatles sound called The Wonders and their sudden ascent to fame. To the challenges that bands who rise to fame really quickly can find themselves encountering. So
it also has Minnesota's own Steve Zahn in
Steve
it. He's
Zahn.
Fantastic and a lovely, lovely gentleman in general.
Isn't he, though?
He's
you see
wonderful.
Him when he came out a couple years ago? He was here for the Minnesota Film Festival.
No, he's
so
for the
great.
Twin Cities Film Festival.
Twin
Cities I actually
Film
interviewed
Festival.
Him, and he was fantastic. His parents live in my mom's neighborhood.
Oh, is that right?
So he's like, if you ever see me jogging past your mom's house, it really is me. And I was like, Mom, if someone shaped like Steve Zahn jogged past, it's Steve Zahn.
It's
Go
really
tell him
him
that your daughter met him. So,
he came on Twin
wonderful.
Cities Live and couldn't have been kinder. Just
Agreed.
A really, really lovely guy.
Yes.
So it was a lot of fun to then see him, and he is just the perfect comedic relief in the whole movie.
True.
I gotta say this though. I thought it was just a very easy watch, very enjoyable. And I found some things out because the movie ends and then they bring up the captions afterward, which say, here's where this character ended up. And
right?
I love that because I like not having to figure out, like, I don't want to tie loose ends. Tie them for me and just tell me so I don't have to imagine where they are. To the point where, for a hot second, I was like, oh, wait, was this a true story? Did I not know about this? And then I realized, okay, no, Tom Hanks just wrote this in just so that the audience could be satisfied. Anyway, they have a breakout hit song called That Thing You Do. And, of course, the name of the movie as well. What a catchy earworm this was.
Oh,
let's listen to a little bit of the song that you hear. It must be 25 times during the movie. By the end of that movie, you're singing that, you're like, this is a great song.
You're doing
this,
the swim, you're doing that dance move, you're like, you're so ready. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That song, by the way, was written by the bass player of the group Fountains of Wayne, Adam Schlesinger, who I think recently passed away. I feel like within the last year or so passed away. If he didn't, Google it, and that'll strike you as really good news. But I do think that he did. But it, you can tell that there's a real accomplished musician who wrote that song because it's just fabulous. They put out a call like, we need a Beatles sort of song for somebody to write, and then he ended up writing it. Speaking of writing it, Tom Hanks, this from Mental Floss.
You are correct. He did pass away.
He did pass away.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I remember people doing this connection to That Thing You Do, and that was the latest round of people in my life saying, you haven't seen that movie yet?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you waiting for? It's been out for 24 years. What are you talking about? You haven't seen the movie yet. Tom Hanks wrote the script for that while promoting Forrest Gump. And he said he wanted to achieve some sort of, quote, creative sanity during the endless promotion for Forrest Gump. So he wrote the script in 30 days. And then 20th Century Fox said, hey, we'll make it.
Right.
We'll give you a $26 million budget. Can you make it happen? And he made it happen. Now, this is kind of interesting. There was a singer who added additional vocals. His name is Mike Viola of The Candy Butchers. And he added vocals for the band.
Okay.
So the odd thing, though, is that he got upset when the movie came out because he was listed after the long cast and production credits on screen, including one horse that was mentioned in the credits above him.
Oh,
and he was like, what the heck? But the producer said that the reason they made that decision was they wanted it to still feel like it was a true story.
He wanted them to feel like it was a band.
Put up all of this stuff of like, here's where this singer ended up, here's where this drummer ended up, they were trying to keep it feeling real. And think, 96, there wasn't really much of the internet back then. It was just getting going. And so you could watch a movie like that and sort of, you know, nudge the person beside you. Is that based on a true story?
But then they also had a series. I think that they were following along, and I was remember reading some of the stuff back then. Since we had had those shows about, you know, we had shows like The Monkees, and we had shows like The Partridge Family and stuff, where they ended up like touring.
Yes.
I could see them going, well, maybe this band, because the actors, didn't they end up playing their own interests, or at least learning how to kind of do it?
Yes.
So I could see them going, well, maybe we'll do a couple of tours.
Yeah,
we could
make a few million out of this.
Yeah, make an album here or there, and then just go out and do some shows.
Tom Everett Scott, I believe it was his big screen debut. He almost didn't get the part though.
Mm.
He played Guy Patterson, the drummer, the lead of the movie, and he almost didn't get the part. And the reason was because he looked too much like Tom Hanks.
That kind of makes sense.
And it does. And then when Tom Hanks enters the screen, he looks like Tom Hanks circa Big.
Right.
And then they were like, well, maybe this is just going to be too much of a thing. And it's funny to think that's how Hollywood is, right? Where even just the way you look, any other director wouldn't be a problem. But if Tom Hanks is your director, the way you look could be the one thing that keeps you out of it. But his wife,
like, we can't have you look like too much like the same person.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Rita Wilson, though, said, no, he's just so cute. He's got to be in it. And I guess Tom Hanks would remind... he would remind him every time before a scene, don't do it like me. Don't do it like me. And then the crew started calling him Tom Jr.
That
kind of stuff. So anyway, it almost didn't get him the role, but he was great. He was great in it. And by the end of it, you're just like, this is great. Oh, and by the way, if you think, oh, Charlize Theron, before we knew her as big time movie star, Charlize Theron, Tom Hanks said that when she came into audition, she left and he said, she's got it. That girl is going to be somebody. And in her script, Tom Hanks even wrote a line for her in it that says, no matter what, I will always claim to have discovered you.
Oh, interesting.
And so he wrote that in for her. And sure enough, it kind of came
Ta-da!
To fruition.
Because
I didn't even know. I knew. I went in pretty blind, just Tom Hanks and a singing movie.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that Charlize Theron was in it. So it was to the point where it's her 24 years ago where I'm looking like, is that Charlize Theron?
It kind of looks like. And
I think that might be Charlize Theron. So anyway, quite good. If you're one of the other people that lived under a rock for the last quarter of a century, haven't seen That Thing You Do, go
You'll
check it out.
You'll feel good after you watch it.
You will. And the other movie that was my homework is Peanut Butter Falcon. And I am about halfway through that movie. So I'll give you a full review of that when I finish that a little bit later on in the week. So anyway, that's what we know. After the break, let's get nerdy once more. We want you to leave the show slightly smarter than you were when you entered it. 57% of people are doing this now because of masks. With this, I will make a humiliating confession about myself. And I expect judgment from you, Ms. Shannon.
it's probably coming.
On Don and Steve on My Talk. Hey, welcome back. It's Donna and Steve on MyTalk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Miss Shannon and Hope are in for Donna and Don today. Thank you both for being here.
I'm very happy to join you.
Hope.
Yeah.
She looks okay.
How's she doing?
I'm standing up. Yeah, she looks standing.
Do a wellness check. You're standing.
Yeah.
That's to not fall asleep. That's
I'm
desperate.
Moving.
Hey, you know, I stand up the whole time. It's better for your vocals as well. So just convince yourself that, Hope. You're doing a great job.
Thank you.
Also, room temperature water better than cold water mm-hmm. for your vocals. Mm-hmm. I don't like cold water. Am I weird?
No. I mean, I know that there's other people that are in the same boat as you. You never like cold water?
Never.
You always want room temperature water?
Cool at most.
Interesting.
Cold, like ice water? Oh, Lord in heaven.
Do you have,
What's the purpose?
Tooth sensitivities or something?
I do have that. It just doesn't. I feel like I have to drink it slower. It's more of like, oh, this is cold.
So are you just waiting until you're like so parched that you have to gulp it? And so it's just in the way that it's cold?
I like cold.
Sometimes it's really good. Like
refreshing.
Yes, I'd like a good cold glass of ice water.
Man. Let's just do a study instead.
Studies have shown that the microbial...
Several long-term studies have shown...
They've studied the studies.
Several scientific studies have shown...
And here with their findings are study buddies...
The perfect nerd couple.
Donna and Steve.
We were just minutes away from me making an embarrassing confession about myself, which I will reveal here in a moment.
That's why people love you. Just being open.
You know, I don't have open to be open, though. I should sometimes probably use more of a filter, but why will I start now? That's right. Here we are. We're this far down the road.
You've created an expectation.
Dance with the one who brung you, I guess.
Right.
I thought about what I will reveal here in a moment because of this study. Mm-hmm. 57% of people are now doing this more because they wear masks. Hmm. Do you have a guess? What are they doing more because they have a mask on?
Laundry? Because they're washing their masks more?
That's not it. Hope, do you have a guess?
Washing their face more?
No, that's a good guess. Mm-hmm. It's also not right, though. Okay. 57% of people are brushing their teeth more now that they smell their breath under the mask.
I love that. I have not... gotten to the point because I'm kind of like obsessive about that anyway.
Oh.
So I do have some friends that they have been doing that more and also chewing a lot more mints and gum.
Oh. Okay.
And I think that is, I had a couple of not friends, but coworkers back in the day that would have been something I wish they had figured out then.
Yeah. 81% of people say bad breath is a turnoff. And even if it's not a romantic situation, if you just have a coworker who's up in your biz.
His breath was like fire. It was bad.
Smaug. He was like a dragon.
Exactly. You're like, okay. I'm like, I don't want him in this meeting. And he was kind of a close talker, so you just could not avoid that fire breath. No. It was gross. So good. I'm glad that's good. That's a good positive thing. Go ahead.
Yeah. The mask is like your most honest friend.
If you drink a lot of coffee, I've had my friends that drink a lot of coffee. They've said that they get that coffee breath back in their face now.
Yes, and it's not good.
But that means they're wearing their mask appropriately because they got their nose covered up. And so it's their own little incubator.
There's a lot going on in that mask.
So how does this affect you? Did you not brush your teeth?
No, it's not that. Okay. It's not that. And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I've talked about this before, Miss Shannon, when you've been on the show, maybe there's something about you that makes me feel like, all right, safe space, I can talk about this.
No, that's true. You're not the only person. I have people tell. I am that person. You are correct. Okay. That lots of people go, hey, I'm going to talk this about it. So, yes. What is going on now?
If I'm doing my math correctly, and I'm pretty sure I am, my wife left on her trip on Wednesday night.
Okay.
I discovered this last night and then didn't even change it last night. I said to her, hey, I don't think I've showered since you've been gone.
Wow.
And on top of that, I was doing projects all weekend, outdoor projects. My point is, I was a sweaty mess, but here's what would happen. I did indeed. Okay. You know, they say, if you can do it, leave it for 24 hours overnight in the fridge. I did a long marinade. And the problem was I would get very hot, but then I was in the middle of the day, I'm not going to take a shower because I know that I still have more projects. I'm going to be sweating and feeling grimy.
Did you just towel off?
I didn't even towel off. I just let it air dry on my body.
Fascinating.
And then I got to the point at the end of the night when it was time for me to just chill. Mm-hmm. And it's like, well, look, now I've got an ice cold beer. I do like this cold. I got an ice cold beer that's going to cool me down here. And then I was dry enough where I thought, well, now I'm tired. I'm just going to go to bed. And tomorrow I'm going to do more projects. I'm going to be dirty. This is a bad
mental cycle. So you haven't even done a towel bath?
Nope.
Fascinating.
Not even a quick rinse of like, just turn the water off, get in and out in 10 minutes.
How quickly did your wife go, ew?
She has spoken with me before about my habits.
Your male
regarding
hygiene. Yeah.
And she thinks that there is she's very sweet, but she does think that there's room for improvement.
Well, I will say this. I mean, I have never met your wife in person. We do occasionally, she does high five me via your text messages. Oh. And I applaud her. I would agree with her because when we could still work in the same studio, I feel like that was part of the reason that it fueled your cologne habit. And you could just bathe and get yourself
back to the cologne.
If you could just bathe, you know, get some nice male scented body wash. There are some amazing products out there. You wouldn't have to be such a, you know, a pigpen style cloud of cologne.
She actually
hang out.
She once told me, like, really delicate, but she said, you know, one of the things she didn't quite say a turn on, but she said, you know, one thing that I really appreciate is like cleanliness, like knowing that like you're clean and that you smell like body wash and all that, like that's a good thing. So if you're ever wondering, is this a good thing or a bad thing in regards to my wife's perception of me, it will always be a good thing.
She tried to positively reinforce you and it just didn't work.
She did. No.
I like her strategy. That's a good strategy. She's like, you know what I think's very sexy and appealing? You when you're not musky. And the whole thing is that I could see if you lived in the wilderness. Okay, let's say you lived in the wilderness.
Yes, okay.
And
I'm
it was difficult for you to obtain enough water and cleaning products.
Yes.
Take care of this. All of this would make sense if you're going full Grizzly Adams, if you were that kind of person. Yeah. You are a radio and television personality. There is no reason for you not have access.
Right next to my shower. It is right outside of this door. I walk past it to get out of here.
Like, there's some things that I do. Like, this is the one of the things. I just bought some new perfume. I had a gift card my sister gave me for Mother's Day. And I was like, well, nobody's that close to you that are going to smell this perfume. And I was like, well, wait a minute. You didn't wear it for other people because that's weird. If people are just around me going, and then I went, wait a minute, your friend Steve does that. He's all about the aroma.
Yeah, right.
So, okay. And so I think, is it something... Don't you feel better when you get out of the shower?
I do. I just don't enjoy showering. I'm that lazy.
You're not alone.
The process I find to be a real nuisance.
Yeah.
Drying myself off. What's going on here?
We'll get you a big fan.
All right. Yeah, that'd be nice.
Okay.
A nice commercial grade fan that I could just air dry off.
Like when you go through the car wash, that kind of blower.
Those things.
We got you. Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, I'm going to try to make us all more money. How you can get a raise at work. Someday we'll get raises again, folks. Stick around for this. Hey, welcome back. It's Don and Steve. It's My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Whether you're listening in the car, at work, at home, on the app, thanks. Thanks for hanging out with us. If you don't have the app yet, do download the My Talk app. It is slick. Get registered for our listener rewards. We're giving out $500 in cash here in the month of August, thanks to AARP. So go check out all of our rewards. Get registered in either place, online or in the app. Donna and Don are off today. Miss Shannon and Hope are filling in. All right, friends, it's Money Monday.
Here we
shall
go.
We get to it?
Come
let's
on now, let's talk some money.
Oh, good. Let's talk about money.
Money Monday.
There are more things in the world to buy.
It's Donna and Steve.
Than most people have money for. So
Money Monday.
Choices have to be made.
But mostly it's Steve.
That's right.
Okay, I hadn't heard that intro. That made me giggle. Good job, Rocco.
I'm the guy. I'm like, Donna, you have anything? Nah, Steve, you just go ahead.
I like talking about these things, though, so I'm excited to see what you got for us.
Listen, I love the idea of personal finance touches everybody, right?
Agreed.
And so if you don't pay attention to it, nothing's going to happen in your world financially. You got to really grab that bull by the horns. First, a quick note that happened over the weekend. Don't worry, this isn't going in a political angle, but President Trump signed an executive order and then three other memoranda. Here's why it matters, why we're talking about it during Money Monday. He signed in this executive order an additional $300 a week in unemployment benefits drawn from the federal government's disaster relief fund. Plus, he's asking that another $100 be provided per week by the states. So they're right now, if you were unemployed under the CARES Act, now this just ended at the end of July, but you would get an extra $600 a week in extra benefits. That expired. Clearly, the situation is ongoing regarding the pandemic and unemployment, so they needed to come up with something else. There was some talk that maybe it would go away entirely.
Right.
Other talks say, no, we need it to be just the same. So they seem to have settled via this executive order on $400 additional per week, but it's not final yet.
Right.
Because technically, I learned that regarding how money gets spent, it has to come from Congress. A president can sign an executive order, but ultimately Congress is the one who can thumbs up or thumbs down how money is spent. So they say that this could go to a courtroom. Another thing that could affect your bank account, there's also an executive order for a temporary deferment of the payroll tax for employees who earn less than $100,000 per year. So I got this from the Morning Brew newsletter. They say that workers would still have to pay up eventually.
Right.
But President Trump is asking that the Treasury just look for ways to wipe the debt away entirely. So perhaps some payroll tax goes away. There also is not, I think some people think they wish it had been more firmly worded.
Right.
But to extend a moratorium on some evictions and foreclosures and push off student loan payments. I heard one pushback to that was that it wasn't, hey, no evictions. It was asking landlords, property managers to consider not evicting and continue to have that moratorium.
I think that's another thing that we're going back to, is it actually the way that our system works. Can you say that and put a moratorium on that? I think that's where they're stuck with those things, too, is that, you know, this has been a good Schoolhouse Rock lesson for a lot of Americans. It's like, what do the three branches do? How are things supposed to work? And so that part, I think, is as much as what we have going on right now is incredibly inconvenient and scary times for all of us. Some of this is like, well, we should know how these three branches work anyway.
Right.
No, we just had the luxury of kind of living in oblivion, some of us, and not doing that. So hopefully that's something else we can be edutaining about, like edutain all these people about.
Yes.
Here's these things and why it's okay to look at these things. Just like when you mentioned the money thing, it's okay to know about finances.
Well,
it's all right, to your point,
it's usually not until something breaks that we learn how it works.
Exactly.
And so that's the situation we're in. So anyway, that's an update. And I know that there are a lot of folks out there, if it's not you, it's someone that you know who has found themselves out of work as a result of the pandemic. So some developments to keep your eye on this week. I came across this article on a website called budgetsaresexy.com. Oh, maybe I'm trying to get in on the HR play too, Shannon. I'm trying to,
okay,
don't worry. This one is safe.
All right.
Budgetsaresexy.com. They have an article, 101 ways to get a raise at work. They said that initially they started the article, were seven ways to get a raise. And that would have seemed really palatable.
Mm-hmm.
And then the author of the article just started thinking more and thinking more. So here's what I'll do. I'll just rattle off some of these.
Okay.
And then you guys can tell me if you think that these are good and worthwhile.
Or if they're going to get you fired.
Or just dumb.
Okay.
Just stupid and wouldn't really amount to you getting a raise. Because at some point we will come through all this and we will continue moving and grooving in the world. Right now, I say having a job.
Yep.
Just having a job is the new raise. But at some point we'll get back. They say this, find the five grumpiest or most miserable employees at your employer. Study them, what they do. Then make it your specific goal to do the exact opposite. Talk the opposite, walk the opposite, answer your phone the opposite way that these miserable employees do. Do this and you're already miles ahead. Is that valid?
I think that's silly. I think that's a waste of time. You should just be good at your job. Don't sit there and look at your coworkers as a psychological experiment. That seems like a lot of effort.
Kurt's already miserable, but now you're like treating him like
he's watching him
in a laboratory.
Right?
Yeah, that's no fun.
I kind of feel like that's not going to be any better for morale either.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if you think that's stupid, ladies, tell me what you think of this one.
All right. Oh.
Get a small Japanese rock garden or a Zen garden on your desk. And then, hear me out.
Yeah.
And then anytime one of your coworkers is having a bad day, invite them over to your cubicle so that they can take in your garden. They can release their stress while telling you about their issues. This could someday get you a raise.
Because they're like, you're the joy in our miserable workplace. Okay.
Maybe you just get like positive people around you. Like, you know what? Yeah, I like Kurt. Kurt's actually pretty good.
I think
good
that's dude. Fascinating. Yes. I would like to see that in practice because I'm already pretty Pollyanna. But could you imagine if I was like, here, Hope, I know you're feeling tired. Here, pet my pet my bonsai. Here's
my, speaking of HR, hello. Jeez.
Would you like three, to caress to get my bonsai? Trouble,
would
so.
You yeah. like to caress my bonsai?
Yeah. Okay. So we did it once in the 9 o'clock, once in the 10 o'clock, and once in the 11. Okay. Great.
You're like, welcome back to the show, Miss Shannon.
Yeah. let's see how she can pervert this one. Here's one. They say to get a raise, keep a little calendar reminder for people's birthdays and other special dates. And then here's what you need to do: you need to set an alert 3 days in advance. Their strategy here is that you be the first person to say, "Hey, don't you have our birthday coming up?" And you stand out from the 200 people that just write happy birthday on their Facebook wall. What do you think of that?
Okay, sure.
I don't know if this
gets
you a raise.
That's going to be time consuming.
I don't think it gets you a raise.
Does this just make you the really annoying coworker?
You are the biggest cheerleader of cheerleaders at a place.
Oh, like, listen
well,
to this
one. It's not genuine.
Right.
That's true. Hope this is a fair critique. Mm-hmm. Neither is this one.
Okay.
Get a raise this way. Name work projects after other people, places, and teams. Humans love it when their names are linked to successful projects, even if they weren't a major part of the day-to-day activity. So, for instance, if the three of us were doing something today, and then Miss Shannon, you were like, I did all the heavy lifting here, but I'm going to call it the Steve, Hope, and Shannon presentation.
Oh, wow.
That would garner my respect and my loyalty.
Oh my God.
And so when the boss is saying, hey, what do you think of your coworkers? I'm giving you a glowing review.
No,
how could I not?
That's just going to turn into, well, I guess who's doing all the work here? Whose ever name you put on the whole thing? I don't think that's helping either.
Okay.
Do any of these, did you have any of these that you're like, this is for sure going to work?
No. No. And there's 101 and we're through four.
Oh, wow.
No.
That is a glowing non-endorsement, Stephen. I appreciate that.
The funny thing is, so when the author said, I started with seven and then I extended, I think you may have just stuck to seven.
Because
right? They could have been really valid, and I'm sure there's some useful ones in here.
Mm-hmm. I am enjoying
I'm waiting
this, though,
for one.
Because
there are some that I'm trying to weed out because they are just so stupid. Okay, how about
no,
this
give
one,
us
though?
A really, really, really stupid one.
Okay. If you're walking down the office hallway and drop something, do the bend and snap. It works every time. It says, sorry, I watched Legally Blonde recently. I thought this would be funny to add. Okay, so that's worthless.
I think that's going to get us in trouble.
HR.
I think, but that one at least was a joke. At least I'm like, go for the joke.
But, yeah.
Let's see there. Dress better. This is good.
Okay.
Dress better than other employees.
Okay, dress where you're going, not where you're coming from. That
there
I agree with, and I've had people give me that advice before. So that I think, okay, kind of on a mini scale, it does look like you would be the one that either needs a raise or it would be promoted because you give off that air of
you're putting in an effort.
Correct.
Okay.
And they say you don't, effort is key. You don't have to be the fanciest. They say just shoot to be like the person who looks completely comfortable in this professional attire and just in control of their position. Hey, Hope.
Boom with the comeback.
You know, I just saw my wife during the commercial break and I said, hey, for real, I do think it's been at least since last Wednesday, but maybe Tuesday. I don't remember last Wednesday. I don't know if I showered that day. And she said, it went in this exact order. She said, that's dicey. That's dicey. And then she paused and walked away and said, that is gross.
Oh, wow.
I was like, hello. Okay.
Is that what you were aiming for? Is that what you wanted the words to come out of your wife's mouth? That's
but
when you woke
what?
Up this morning. You're like, I would like her to tell me I'm gross.
That's gross. But guess who, right after this radio show, but now I have a news hit to do at 12:45.
Yeah.
Guess who's going to go right into this shower.
Nice.
And I will have freshly blow-dried hair.
Well done.
By 12:45. And Shannon, I'll be clean and I'm spritzing my cologne. And
good
it's the new,
job.
New aggressive kind that people at work have specifically asked me within the last 2 weeks to put less on. So I'm going to.
Now you're going to make a statement. I like it.
I'm going all in.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. This is incredible. I kid you not. Hmm. The next one I look down at, don't wear too much cologne or perfume. No kidding.
I was just thinking that.
They say one spritz is enough. They're psychotic. Personal hygiene is important, it reads.
Yep.
As people remember other well-groomed people or worse.
Right.
They remember those who aren't.
Yep.
Well, that was, of 101, the fact that that was the one that I looked at after we said that.
That's the world just, you know, it's the universe speaking to you.
Gosh, I hate her.
they're like, you know what he needs to receive? Message. That's all what right. he needs.
Here's another one that I'll end on. Mm-hmm. They say, don't be the smartest person in the room. Don't aim to be the smartest person in the room. Instead, aim to be the most professional. Professionalism stands out, not brains. If someone gets in an argument with you, just remain professional at all costs and realize you don't need to win every argument that you've entered.
Okay.
It should be professional.
Yeah, I like that. That's not one of the ones where I'm like, oh, no. Okay.
You don't have to be snooty about it or anything like that. So
just very, very appropriate. I'm cool
in summary, if you do exactly those things, you will get a raise guaranteed. All right, I think we all learned something there.
Add some asterisks below that. This is none of this is proven, and we don't That's think exactly that we can. Right. Nothing is guaranteed.
When we return, we will wrap things up here on the Monday edition of the Donna and Steve Show. I want to go back to our Facebook question because we had so many responses. Our question today is, what household chore do you struggle with the most? You have spoken. We'll dig into some of those as we wrap things up on the Donna and Steve Show on MyTalk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Welcome back. It's Donna and Steve. It's My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Thanks so much for hanging out with us. Download the app if you haven't done it already. You can listen anytime, anywhere. Miss Shannon has been filling in for Donna is off today. Dawn is off as well. And Hope is at the end of her double duty morning show, mid-morning show.
Thank
How
you.
Are you feeling, Hope?
Not bad. I know I'm going to crash. I'll get home and I won't be able to think.
Yeah. You can nap up when you get there.
Oh, yeah. It'll be okay.
Mm-hmm. You know what you should get? You know, do you have lunch plans, Hope?
Not specific ones. I have food. I have food at my house.
I have food. I have groceries. You should stop at Jersey Mike's and get one of their sandwiches. I had one of their sandwiches last night, guys. The hunger that I felt at about 7:30 or 8 o'clock at night was so intense. I was actually in line at Taco Bell.
Yes.
We just picked my wife up. I was in line. I was like, listen, let's just do it. Let's run for the border and dominate Taco Bell's menu. And then there was a Jersey Mike's next door. And I had oddly had a craving for a sub sandwich earlier in the day. Stevie Boy gets out of the Taco Bell line and then moves into the Jersey Mike's line.
Okay.
It was fabulous. The sandwich was so friggin' good. You know when you're really hungry and then your first bite, upon first bite, you're like, yes.
You make all the happy noises.
This is why we did this.
Mm-hmm. I've been to Jersey Mike's. I get there. They basically have a bowl version. So it's pretty much a salad. So I usually get that. I like theirs.
Oh, no,
I like those.
Shannon,
what?
Get the bread.
No.
That bread is so good.
I love bread too much. Bread is not my friend right now. And so
you guys had a falling out?
Yeah, bread is not my friend right now. So I'm trying to do my best. There's a few things that I've like are not on my diet right now because I'm less active, like so many of us. I'm in my house, thing. And even though I have a spin bike and doing some stuff, it's just life gets in the way, and I'm not nearly as active. So I'm like, something had to go. And for right now, it's bread.
It's bread.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then let me be clear. Stay away from Jersey Mike's.
Yeah, because their bread is delicious. I just can't do that right now. I've tricked
Hope
myself.
I can.
Yeah, I've never been.
That bread. You'll like it. They're a good, they are delicious.
I guess I have lunch plans.
No, I'll tell you this. I technically, after I raved about Jersey Mike's, bear in mind, I was super hungry. I prefer Jimmy John's. I prefer Jimmy John's. Okay. I like Jimmy John's bread better. Sorry, Shannon, more bread talk. I like their bread better.
I think their breads are similar. If I'm going to go all in on bread, I like the variety of bread I get from a Subway. So I like being able to go, today I'm feeling like the Asiago, today I'm feeling the wheat.
Sure. You know, Italian kind of thing.
Italian herbs and cheese, I like the variety of breads that I can get there.
Okay.
So now we're just making her more hungry. She was just tired before. Before she was just tired and needed a nap.
I was like, I have already spaghetti made. I could just warm that up. And now I have to decide what sandwich.
Oh, well, now you got
to
get that good sandwich done.
Okay.
Boy, I'd love some spaghetti right now. I mean, that sounds fabulous. Oh, my God. It's been so long since I've had spaghetti. By the way, we asked on our Facebook page, what's a household chore that you just really struggle with?
Right.
Again, this is good for our dear Hope to hear that so many people struggle with not doing the laundry, but putting away the laundry.
Oh, that last was it folding?
Was it that for the win? Is that pretty much the overall?
That's up there. A lot, you know, a surprising amount of people that don't like vacuuming, and I really enjoy vacuuming.
I like vacuuming. I find it very cathartic.
Instant
I like it.
Results. It's like getting a haircut. Like, you would immediately see it went from this to this. There's a great
I also don't mind mowing. I feel like maybe the repetitive motions of those two things I'm cool with.
I think the repetitive motion, but and also, you know that when you're done with the chore, it will look totally different.
Yeah.
And it will for a while. Like when you get the lines in the carpet or the lines in the lawn, it feels, if I mow my lawn, I'm jam-packed because the rest of the day I have a to-do list and it is one thing, look at my lawn.
You know what?
Look out the window at it.
You know what I did? I bought myself a mini chainsaw.
Tell me everything. Why did you do this?
Exactly. Because I have some trees. I have my favorite tree, first of all, but I have some trees that we took some branches down and I need to dispose of the branches. And I was not going to get a handsaw and saw them all up. So I bought myself a mini chainsaw.
Whoa.
It looks like very aggressive scissors because I knew I might have to do this by myself. And I ordered some safety glasses because I have friends that are safety managers and they know that I need the safety glasses.
Yes.
So I have been waiting for it to stop raining. Like to have a good swatch because I need to concentrate. You know, before I take this out, I read the instructions. You know, I
does
know
it
I
have
oil
a
it.
Scissor motion? Does it have like two blades?
No, it seems to have more like a blade and then a holding arm kind of thing.
Oh, I'm
so it looks like big. Yeah, I'll send you a picture. Well, actually, I'm very excited to try this. It was one of those things that the lady homeowner and me got very excited when I made this purchase. I'm like, look, I'm going to be the person with a mini chainsaw. I'm gonna cut up all this wood, and then I'm gonna get a fire pit because my kid likes the fire pit at his dad's house, and I have never been a fire pit person, but now this way I'm like, we will have wood.
Yes.
I've thought it all the way down there.
That's great. Yeah. If you like, you see an end result for it too, you'll trim the yard. The trees are going to look better. Yep. And then I'll have
a nice little pile of like lovely, appropriate things to burn for my child. And so that'll be good.
Oh, that's really fabulous. Mm-hmm. I do feel there are some of those purchases where you walk out of the hardware store and you've got a little pep in your step.
Yes. And
you're
this
like,
was it.
I did this.
I did this. Yep. And so once I get this accomplished, I'm very much looking forward to it. And I got this one because I've never chainsawed anything. So I didn't want to, I almost bought just a chainsaw and I decided that was doing too much. And that was, like, I didn't want to be my own personal OSHA problem. So I was like, get a mini one and start with that. It's not like you're hacking down a forest. You just want to cut up these
branches. Is it called a gator by any chance?
Yes. Yes.
It is.
Yeah. Did you look it up?
My mom has this and raves about it. If I am remembering this correctly, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yep. And so I'm tiny chainsaw.
Because you could technically still cut an arm off, like for sure.
But you have to try.
You'd have to be like, I put my
hand over here to do this thing. And I'm like, no, as long as I have my safety glasses on and I have everything put on the little sawhorse appropriately, I should be good. I think.
That's really great.
I'm very excited to do that.
I felt really excited. I needed a crescent wrench, and I got a nice big wrench from the hardware store. And I thought, you know, I shouldn't feel as proud as I do of this purchase. But I had a guy who came into my garage recently, and he had to help me jump my car because I'm an idiot. And he was helping me. And he's a real car guy, knows stuff. And when he saw the inside of my garage, it's a buddy from church, and he came over right after church. He found me at the hardware store, and he said, you want me to help you with that? And I was like, no, I got it. I'll put it in. Mm. And then he texted me later and said, hey, seriously, I'd love to help out. You're just down the way. And so I was like, you know what? Don't be proud. Bring him over.
Exactly.
So my buddy Ron comes over, and he looks inside of my garage, and he said, you know, Steve, there are a lot of different kind of garages in neighborhoods, but there's always one that just has one rake in there, and that's your garage. And I was like, dang it! I have no power tools. I got nothing. I got a rake and a shovel.
Yeah, but
so I'm trying to increase it.
I actually feel very empowered as the lady in this neighborhood that has this stuff. And it's like, you know, I get weird, you know, this is where my pride kicks in. Yeah. My yard needs to look right because I don't want them looking up there going like the little single black mom over there does not take care of her stuff. Like, it's really like, it, you know, I'm like, no. And I snow blow and I mow my yard and now I'm going to cut up these trees. And
this is great. Yeah, you're leading the neighborhood now.
I feel very empowered, you know, kind of thing. I'm like, I will bring my dumpster in appropriately.
You're not even just pulling your own weight. This is above and beyond. This is a neighborhood leader. If you have a chainsaw, that is next. You will have people looking out the window saying, well, let's see how this
goes. I have two rakes, just so you know. Okay. I have a variety of outdoor brooms.
Oh.
And And I also have, the chainsaw is new. I do have one of those tree, like a branch trimmer.
Yeah.
So I already had that. So I that was my Fourier. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, Steve, we're digging. We're in this.
We're in it, man.
Yeah, we'll do some training videos.
You don't know what you don't know.
Right.
And now we all know. Well, good luck.
Thanks.
Chainsaw Well. Miss Shannon, thank you so much for filling in today. Hope, thank you for pulling double duty. To our My Talkers, we love you. Thanks for listening wherever you were. Colleen and Bradley are coming to next LoJ after that. Happy Monday, everybody. It's My Talk.
Bye.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.